Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Andrew Chernoff is back with us, host and reporter for Wish TV in Indianapolis, and he is currently somewhere between Indianapolis and Oklahoma City because he's got a game 7 to get to. Andrew, where are you?
We are about 6 miles away from, I think, St. Louis. I know we're still a couple hundred miles away, I think, from Buc-ee's, though. That's obviously one of the focal points on this long drive down here.
Yeah, no, Buc-ee's, home of anything you could ever buy at a gas station, including any variety of beef jerky that's ever been invented and some that haven't yet somehow. I don't know how that works scientifically or chronologically, but it's actually true. Okay, well, Andrew, if you see a giant arch, that is St. Louis. So that's my Syracuse education for you.
Oh, I thought that was Minneapolis. My bad. My geography is really bad. That must be the issue.
Not as bad as our friend Neff's, but that's a different story, and now I have to send him this clip. All right. I've known Andrew since we were at Syracuse together. He joined us like 2 weeks ago at the start of the NBA Finals, and oh, what a series it's been, Andrew. Let's start off last night with Haliburton. We knew he was going to play. When did you have an inkling that he was going to be able to play well?
I think right off the bat when he was starting to shoot the ball and took command, knowing what was at stake. It was one of those things, when Tyrese is on, when he is not afraid to shoot, when he's aggressive, you know he's going to do his thing, and he's going to, he may miss a couple shots, but at least it's the mentality, right? So last night when he wanted to shoot the ball, when he took control early on, was taking it up the court, not necessarily as much as usual. I think they were trying to ease him into it a little bit, but when he was making plays or driving to the basket, hit that floater early in the first quarter, you're thinking, okay, he's good to go. But it was funny. Every time he was running up and down the court, I know a lot of us were glued to, like, okay, is he limping? Is he good? And it worked out great with it being a blowout because he didn't have to play 48 minutes. You know what I mean? So it worked out great, but hell of a performance by Tyrese last night without question, especially considering he wasn't 100%, but that was a great opportunity. Now he gets a few days rest, and now we'll see what happens coming up on Sunday night.
We didn't know, obviously, what we were going to get from Haliburton last night, and it seemed like some of his teammates were extra locked in. What have you seen from a guy like Drew Nembhard, covering him, not just in these playoffs where he is so locked in last night, you could tell he was ready to take on a bigger offensive load. Carlisle makes the smart adjustment to say, hey, we're not going to have you pick up full court. We need you a little bit more offensively. But what have you seen from covering his career that maybe told you he would be ready for a moment like that?
Last year in the playoffs, Andrew Nembhard was extremely impressive, and just look at the Boston series. So if for whatever reason, and this is Andrew Nembhard, he's a competitor. And I've asked Rick Carlisle about Nembhard throughout this season, and he always says he's just the ultimate competitor. And he does it on the big stage all the time. You look at even his stats of when he hits three or more three-pointers in a game. Obviously, he's played way fewer playoff games than regular season games, but the number of games he's done that, it's increased. It's basically the same number in the playoffs as it is in all of his regular season games. The guy just steps up in the biggest moments, and listen, he's got the toughest task of anyone on the court in this entire series, and that's guarding Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, him and Aaron Nesmith, depending on what the situation is. The guy is busting his rear end on defense and has sort of earned like that's his thing. Everyone knows how good of a defensive player he is, but when he gets into the flow of the offense as well, that's when he has big games. Now, we saw him struggle in Game 5. He turned the ball over quite a few times, but when he's on like he was last night, it's just another weapon that the Pacers can rely on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Andrew Chernoff, Wish TV in Indy with us. And the resilience of this Pacers team has been talked about quite a bit. The ability to have a bounce back after, you know, disappointing Game 5, come out and look as good as you can possibly look in Game 6. What is it about this team, and who are some of maybe the own key cogs that give them that kind of spine, Andrew?
I think it just starts with, I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Craig, but it's the whole mentality of a Rick Carlisle-led team where they just move on. And whether it was after Game 1, we know they had a bad performance in Game 2, but right after Game 1, they focused on, we can't dwell on what just happened. We got to turn the page to Game 2. And we had a bad, or it could be vice versa. We had a really bad game. We got to turn the page and focus on the next game. That's been their mentality this entire postseason. And it's working, and it's just this whole mentality from, and it's, they're so good after games of having the same line, right? Which for those of us in the media sometimes gets annoying because it's like, okay, guys, you clearly all huddled up and agreed on what you guys were going to say, but they truly believe that. And it's the same quote, and it's always, okay, we won Game 6. We got to now tune out the noise. We know the challenge at hand for Game 7. And that's just minutes after winning one of the biggest games in franchise history last night. So they're just focused on what's ahead, and they're always keeping that next goal in mind. And that's what's led this team to now be just one win away from their first ever NBA championship.
So what was the kind of mood in the locker room, you know, the gist of kind of what went down in the locker room last night? Because that is, I mean, what a win, what an atmosphere. There's a finality to it because it's the last home game. You're going on the road for Game 7. How would you describe the temperament of the players, the coaches last night in the Pacers locker room?
This was the most focused forward after a loss, I think, that I've seen this team or immediately after a game. It's the quickest turnaround to be like, okay, we're not even focused on Game 6. We know what the opportunity is now going forward. And that's the vibe that I got from that locker room or from the podium last night with all these guys was, hey, great atmosphere, great win. Now we have an opportunity. We know this is it. This is going to be the last game that we have regardless of what happens this season. And not many teams get this opportunity. We're focused. We got to play well. They weren't even really talking, quite frankly, much about what was happening in Game 6. They were already turning the page to go to Game 7. because I think they understand this isn't guaranteed every year, right? This is cool, and we've all talked about how OKC and Indiana is built for maybe multiple years of this, just the way that the organization is structured for both of those teams, and this could be a rivalry that we see in the NBA Finals, quite frankly, for years to come, but that's not guaranteed. So everyone in that Pacers locker room understands this isn't guaranteed. And that's what I felt like after the game in particular yesterday. They know the opportunity they've got coming up on Sunday, and they're locked in. And I'm sure OKC's feeling the same way.
Yeah, we know that OKC can bounce back in that Denver series. They got beat in Game 6 and were able to win in historic fashion in Game 7. So we know they're going to come to play. Andrew Chernoff, Wish TV, Indianapolis with us here on the Hoffman Show. I want to go back to something you said two answers ago, Andrew, about the Hal have the same messaging. And there are some teams that I've covered, and I'm sure that you've covered, where they say the same things and you don't believe it because you can tell they don't believe it. And then there's other times that teams say the same thing because it's not that they've been fed PR talking points. Like, the messaging on a substantive basis is clearly getting through to them. At what point during this season did you start to hear that? Or maybe even last season, did you feel this team coalescing that they really are all rowing the boat in the same direction?
I think it was honestly that run last year where they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, because we started to get that taste of, okay, we just talked to Obi, he said this. It's similar to what TJ said, similar to what Pascal said. And you start, you know, getting this whole thing of, everyone keeps going back to the certain phrasing or whatever it may be. And last night, for instance, TJ McConnell said, hey, the crowd was great last night, awesome, but we know what's at stake, and it's just us against the world, basically. I'm paraphrasing a little bit what he said. All we've got is us coming up in Game 7. We heard that from other guys last night. All we have is us. And this whole Pacers thing, and OKC, again, they're, in a sense, mirror images for, they're both teams. Like, not every team. We know that, right? A lot of egos involved. There's a lot of personality, and you may not be able to mesh. If you've got a certain superstar or multiple superstars, you're going to have drama. I mean, you can go through the list of recent history, right, on those teams. But this Pacers team in particular, they all row the boat in the same direction. And that's why they're at this point. And you started seeing that last year when they made that run to the postseason, that deep postseason run, in this offseason when everyone across the country was saying, hey, that was a fluke run for the Pacers last year. Everyone else that they played was hurt. And the Pacers literally used that as motivation, and it made them mad. And they've talked about that. And I think that ever since that offseason, this past offseason, they just have all used that same fuel, because they all know what they're capable of, and it's all pushed them in the right direction.
All right, last question for Andrew Chernoff, Wish TV, Indianapolis, as he is somewhere near St. Louis, which is somewhere between Indianapolis and Oklahoma City, where he's heading for Game 7. Andrew, does TJ McConnell know how tall he is?
No. I don't. He's listed, I think, 6'1 or 6'2. I don't know, 6'1, 6'2, somewhere in that range. He's not that tall. Like, let's just call it what it is. I don't think he's that tall. He's around my height, and I'm not 6 feet tall. I am probably 5'10", but depending on, you know, what stake and shake, like, sidebar thing where I'm standing against the door, maybe I'm 6 feet tall. But he's not that tall. But, dude, there's very few players in the league that are not afraid to go up against, a Chet Holmgren and just drive to the basket. And I'll either go up and under with it or kick it out. I'm not scared to go right at you, even if you're got a foot on me, right? So TJ McConnell, man. And listen, Pacers fans love that dude. We were even joking just on this drive down, Zach Salo, our photographer who's going with us. But if they win, there may be a TJ statue before anyone else, because this fan base loves TJ McConnell.
They're just going to build it themselves outside the arena. It's like, who commissioned that? I don't know. A guy, Jerry, he built it with his own hands.
Yes. Oh, I'm saying, listen, there's going to be some people volunteer for that without question. Yeah. Shoot, there may be multiple TJ McConnell statues across the state. Maybe it's going to be a new tourism thing where you can check off, go to this one, go to 20 of them across the state.
Go on the TJ McConnell scavenger hunt, Indiana's greatest attraction. Move over, yes. Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Hoosiers, who are they? Oh, okay. We're going on a McConnell hunt.
Yes, it's going to definitely be on the top five things you can do on that TripAdvisor, things to do in India.
Yeah. Yep. Amazing. Amazing. Andrew, have a blast at Game 7, dude. I'm really excited that you get to go cover this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Enjoy the heck out of it, my friend.
Absolutely. The place is going to be nuts. This is – it's the Super Bowl right now of the NBA. We know it's at stake. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be loud. It's going to be fun. And whoever wins – deserves this. It's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully you guys are too. Hopefully it's a great game.
No doubt. Can't wait. Sunday night. We'll be watching. You'll be there. Thanks, bud. Drive safe. And thanks to Zach for putting up with your end of the phone call and my end that he couldn't hear.
Yes. And also Zach's putting up with my playlist anyway. So
oh, that's
seriously,
way worse.
I don't know how he does
honestly, tell Zach I said you're welcome for the break from the playlist.
Yes, anytime. Techno music is great, Craig. Come on now. Get on board.
Anthony, get him off the phone. All right. Andrew Chernoff with us here on The Hoffman Show. Appreciate you, sir, especially when I don't have to hear your music. Okay. That's my good friend Andrew Chernoff. Again, Wish TV in Indianapolis. You can check out their website if you want more of his coverage. Man, like, Oklahoma City is going to be a blast on Sunday night. I'm sure Gainbridge is going to be a blast on Sunday night. They'll have a watch party with a bunch of people there. You know, that's become kind of a cool thing in the NBA, the road teams. You know, we did it here in 2018 with the Capitals and the Stanley Cup. I was at Capital One Arena watching them win. So man, those are cool events. And, I cannot wait for this game on Sunday night. All right. We're talking about some different stuff for the rest of the hour. Coming up at 5:30, Clinton Yates will join us talking about the Lakers sale. Take command. Who's got the best offensive line in the NFC East? Logan and I debate that. Brittany Sykes, Mystics guard, coming up at 6:00, our weekend preview, and then our official game 7 preview as well at 6:30. So we're locked and loaded as we're almost halfway through on a Friday here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.